Chapter 2. Paul's Argument with Peter. Then after the space of 14 years I went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas, also taking Titus with me. And I went up there by revelation, and I laid before them the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately before them who were of repute, lest by any means I should be running or had run in vain. But not even Titus, who was with me, being a Gentile, was compelled to be circumcised. In view of the false brothers unknowingly brought in, who came in secretly to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, we did not yield to them in submission even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. But from those who were reputed to be somewhat, whatever they were, it makes no matter to me. God does not accept any man's person. They, I say, who were of repute, added nothing to me. But on the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel of the uncircumcision, even as Peter with the gospel to the circumcision, for he that worked through Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision worked through me also to the Gentiles. And when they perceived the grace that was given me, then James, Cephas, and John, they who were reputed to be pillars, gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcision. Only they asked us to remember the poor, which very thing I was also zealous to do. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. Before that, certain men came from James. He would eat with the Gentiles, but when they came he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision, and the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they did not walk straightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before all, "If you, being a Jew, live as do the Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles to live as do the Jews?" Justification by faith, not law. "We being Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles, yet knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, even we believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if, while we seek to be made righteous in Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? God forbid. For if I build up again those things which I destroyed, I prove myself a transgressor. And I, through the law, died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live, but Christ living in me. And that life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not make void the grace of God, for if righteousness is through the law, then Christ died for nothing.